This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. This is a fun one. I saw that I got an email from a guy yesterday, right when we got off the air, and I started to look at this, and I couldn't believe it, so I didn't really pay much attention to it. And then I see on the news that it is very real. Did you see the Arizona Department of Education giving the guidelines of when it's good to talk to your child about race and issues of race?
Do you know? No.
Take a guess. Yeah. Take a guess when you think it's a good idea to talk to your kids about racism and race and whether or not they are racist. What's a good age to start bringing that up?
7, 8, maybe?
Incorrect, Brett. So incredibly white privilege.
Way off. Hell, that's why I don't have kids.
30-month-old child. They think they should start talking to
Two
them
and
about
a half.
Race.
30 months.
30 months old. Studies say that white kids are super racist at birth because they start bonding with their white parent. Like they recognize the whiteness. And kids of POC kids, which always sounds like I'm saying something terrible, or I'm not. Those kids don't have that same reaction. I don't know how you can start saying that. So immediately you're born racist if you're white is the new, hey, Department of Education. Here's the thing that needs to be said. I love teachers. You know that, Brady.
Yeah.
I've told them to quit their jobs for years. Because you took a job that doesn't pay. It never will. It's a state job. And I know your passion is, you know, to teach kids and stuff, but you're never going to get paid. So it's until you guys all stand up and say, screw you, watch this, we're leaving, nothing's going to change. You're still always going to be an 8-hour babysitter that costs nothing in the minds of people because it's tax money. So that's all you're going to be, ever. But here's the thing that needs to be said immediately, and this is the parents' fault. The Arizona Department of Education put this website out. It says, talk to your infant about race. How early is too early? The Arizona Department of Education is taking some heat. They've got these initiatives that are going out into school from the Department of Education. It's time we stopped teachers thinking it's their job to mold a kid's mind. It's your job to teach them how to write, know English, and math. That's about it. It is not your job as a teacher to break through and mold a kid's mind.
Right.
Not your job. So stop it, because what it's leading to is, you know, like what Megyn Kelly said the other day when she had to take her kid out of school because her kindergartner had to write a letter to the Cleveland Indians to tell them how horrible their mascot was, because the teacher thought this is a way to break through and end race. Nope, not your job. Not your job. You're going to confuse it. Your job is to go in, give the base, take all the fun stuff off the walls, all of the posters, and you go in and say, here's a really – you know who's killing us with this stuff? Japan. Because you know why? They don't have those moments. They go in and they teach the kids how to do math, and damn it, did they do a good job at that. And the only thing they do worse in education in Japan compared to here is driver's ed. Clearly, we're killing them there. Outside of that, it is not a teacher's job to mold the minds. Now, if you bond with a teacher, I had a couple I bonded with, usually you can start working together on stuff that isn't just him telling you how to think or her. But teachers, it's not your job to – and Department of Education, it isn't your job to tell people how to raise their kids. You're there for reading, writing, and math. That's it. That's it. Little history thrown in there. Opinions will pop
in. And if there's improper behavior.
Sure, discipline.
They have that. Exactly.
Yeah, but you're not there to mold a mind. I hear teachers say that. I had an email from a lady who said it's our job to get through to a child. No, it's not. It's what you think it is. That's what you tell yourself. So you don't feel like you're just a conduit of info, and that's all you really are. And the faster you guys realize that, the easier school is going to get for everybody. Just stop it, because this is ridiculous. Talking to a 2.5-year-old about race makes them a racist. They didn't know about it before.
With guilt.
You're teaching them race. You're teaching them racism at 2.5, whereas before they're like, I didn't know, what's that? And they'll say stuff like, you know, a little kid, I'm sure Kirby says, like, what's on that man's skin? She's not familiar. And that's what they say. It's like, it starts to show that white children are strongly biased towards their race as opposed to children of color who have no preference. A clinical psychologist and president for the Arizona Psychological Association said the age range seems jarring, but kids develop preferences at an early age. Said, can I look at a 30-month-old and say that the kid's racist? I'm not going to say that. But can I look at a 30-month-old and tell that the child might be quite homogeneous? And maybe doesn't have a lot of experience with other colors. Right. That's when you teach them what other colors are when they ask. Like, there are people who have different colored skin. It isn't their racism that charged the question. Yeah. You know what kids don't have? Life experience. So when they see something new, they ask questions. A person that's different than the only people they've seen is going to get a question. Like, I remember we had a, when I was about six, we had a dude come to fix some electrical stuff at our house, and he'd got blowed up in Vietnam. So he had like this Phantom of the Opera mask on, and his arm was all torched.
Yeah.
And as a kid, you don't know any different. And I'm like, what's wrong with him? Like, right to him. I'm pointing to my, what's wrong with this guy? Is something not right? Because a child's brain is survival mode. Here's what I know I can trust. I look at my mom. I look at my dad. These are the people I trust. The things I know I trust. This is a stranger, and it's a healthy thing to question something you're unfamiliar with. It's the job of the parent to say, oh, okay, those are black people or Mexican people, and their skin's different than ours, but they're the same. Just they have different skin. That's all. But when you see one of those coming at you, cross the street. Don't be a fool.
Stay on the different sides.
Right. Yeah. I loved Ari Spears when he came in and said, I was told there was no Santa like at age three. And I'm like, why? And he goes, because my dad worked his ass off and didn't want to give a white man credit for all those presents. And I'm like, you know what? That's a quality move. Because that's what that parent wants. Board of Education, not your job to mold minds, not your job to tell. If you're talking to your kid about racism at age 2.5, congratulations, you've got a racist. Because you've introduced him to it.
Well, and I think they're saying on the white kids, too, is the it's different because you're responsible. You have to take on this guilt.
You must take on the guilt.
You do.
Essentially, what they're saying is teach your white kid how racist he is immediately, and maybe he won't be so much later.
Right.
Like, make him guilty right off. How about this? Like, Megyn Kelly's argument was great. Can we get him so he can spell the word white and black before we activate him?
Yeah.
I think that's a great phrase. 100%. I think that's a great phrase. I'm reading this yesterday. I'm watching Brandon Lee talk about it. And even Yetta Gibson and Brandon Lee, he's gay and she's black. And they're like, what's going on? I have to think some of this stuff is fake by the Department of Education to go out and try to make everybody argue so they can do other things we don't pay attention to. This is a distraction. There's no way. They had a doctor on
last
night.
The only way we can stop this, John, is by providing more money to education to stop this kind of teaching.
Yeah.
That's exactly right,
Freddie. The taxes has to go up, so we can do this. But I got an email from a guy yesterday who was talking about his kid's school, basically saying, teaching him. They had a seminar about something about changing sexes and how great that actually is. And he said, and you look at the wording of it, it's like, yeah, I understand the acceptance, but they just told my 10-year-old, hey, you want to cut that thing off? That's awesome. Instead of saying, look into it. It's not their job to teach you about transgenders or anything. Stop it.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got to deal with this at school. Yeah, teachers, it's not your job to mold them into the people you want them to be. You know what you got on your hands in a classroom of 30 kids? 29 future assholes. Period. That's society. Yep. And it's not your job. In fact, you're just going to make it worse by introducing him to something and then having his parents say, who's teaching you this garbage? And parents have to stand up and start telling the schools, knock it off in bunches. All this politically correct
crap. I think
you're
going to see that.
I think you will too. Instead of just pulling your kid out, just go up and go, I don't want no more of this. I don't want anything else to be taught to my kid about trans, gay, sex, anything else. We used to have permission slips to watch Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
And now they have like agendas to say you're trans. I'm fine with that, but let the parents teach. And if the parents choose to teach them to be racist, they're going to do it anyway. So it's not your job. We've got to stop Arizona Department of Education. It's not your job. It's none of you teachers. None of you. Is it ever your job to mold a mind, period?
When I think back at some of the amazing discussions I had with Kirby at 2.5.
Right. Well, they were deep.
Yeah.
Well, because she was smarter than you. I remember a couple conversations with Kirby early on, and I'm like, this kid needs a doctor. She spoke in Yoda.
What about the frog patch?
Yeah, the frog patch. I had questions she couldn't answer. You live in a frog patch! One of the first things the kid ever said to me. Like, what the hell is going on here? What is a frog patch, Kirby? Find out you will soon. Okay, what the hell? I remember going to Brady. I'm like, not for nothing, but I think she scrambled. You might want to put her back. Why? Why? What's wrong? I don't know what a frog patch is.
I encouraged that.
She just summoned the frog patch people to
keep
kill
that creativity flowing.
And was it creative or was it just scary? I think scary is the word. Especially if she couldn't explain it and then she ran away. The wizards know! I'm like, what's happening in that kid's head? She's normalized to a certain degree.
Yeah.
She no longer wishes you away into frog patches. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't talked to her for a while.
No, she doesn't. She just sets booby traps and...
Yeah. And she tends to Mother Hubbard who lives in her boot.
Yeah.
Right. Other than that. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, so that's enough. And that's why you took your kid to a Christian school to say, this is what I want you to teach. And then they have those classes for Bible stuff and all that other stuff to say, here's what we do. And this is what your parents paid for to teach you about this. So then they teach you that, right?
Yep.
I assume. But the math.
And there's sometimes, you know, there might be, you know, look, I know that's not going to go away, that a teacher's opinion or views.
Sure. They're going to sneak in there.
Always going to have a reflection.
They're going to sneak in.
I grew up with it. You know, it helps you see the other side sometimes if you differ from their opinion.
Right.
But, you know, those are just added discussions when you come home. Like, there's a couple of times where, like, I don't necessarily – I might not agree with that.
But you change them back to what you want.
Yeah.
So it's not their job to mold the minds. This guy Brent said, dude, you don't know what you're talking about. When my kids turned 30 months old, I had a hell of a time to have them take their hood off at the table. Stop saying the N-word. I thought the Board of Education was full of smart people. It's ridiculous, and it's just and Craig said, to your point, John, my mom tells the story the first time I ever saw a black man. I said, why is that man so dirty?
Yeah.
Because we don't know. And I'm sure black kids have tons of stories about, oh, something's wrong with that one. But black people see white people all the time on TV and stuff, so it's probably a little different for them.
My friend's kid just saw – this was years ago – just saw The Golden Child.
Yeah.
And he was probably 4 at the time. He saw it on – his dad was watching or something. Right. And they're in the grocery store. And he's, Daddy points to the – it's The Golden Child.
Oh, he points to another kid.
Yeah.
A bald, cancerous kid. Terrible.
But no, it wasn't the kid. He was pointing at a guy that he thought was Eddie Murphy.
Oh.
He was like, hey, it's the guy from The Golden Child.
He pointed to a black man in there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
At the grocery store.
Yeah. It's a good thing they weren't watching the O.J. Simpson case. That would have been treacherous. But yeah, I just don't understand that. Does Lisa have that? She's a teacher. Does she have the mold the minds, got to get in their heads and teach them the right way despite their parents' thoughts? I know it's got to be hard.
The indoctrination?
Not.
No, yeah. No.
Because the public school system is doing that, and people say they're not. But this is
proof of it.
But hold
on. That's part of learning. That
proof
is ridiculous.
Of it. But they put this out to say, here's what we think is a good agenda. So get them all fired up and tell the white kids they're racist.
But they also put that on the parents there by sending
it's
that
all
out.
On the parents. And it's not their job to put anything on the parents. That's what I have a problem with. The Board of Education should never say, hey, parents, here's what you need to do. Ever. Other than make sure they're doing their homework, and if you have any questions, call
I think it. The wording in that would have been better if it was like, look, if you're trying to have a discussion with your kids about race, here's how young we think that it can be.
And like a suggestion.
Right.
Yeah, like
if
a
you
suggestion.
Asked.
Yeah. If you asked.
Here's the other thing. The answer to when to have a conversation with a kid about anything is never 30 months.
Yeah.
Ever.
No.
The answer is, I don't care what clinical psychology degree you've got, you're wrong. 30 months is never a time to have a heady conversation about that kind of stuff.
There's some conversations at 15 that I still don't know if I'm getting right.
I'm 48. I still don't understand which trends to use.
Yep.
So
pronouns.
It's just crazy.
Can I ask you what pronouns you use? Am I allowed?
Not interested.
I don't care anymore because
I'll make the mistake and you'll correct me. There. If I'm doing it to be a dick, then we're in a fight. But if I say, he said this, and I identify as a they. I'm like, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. And it's over.
Yeah, if that broaches the subject.
Right.
Yeah.
But if I'm like, hey, dude, and I know you're trying to transition, then I'm an asshole.
Yeah, then you're
There's a huge difference. But I'm like, this guy here, and it's like, no, I'm a, Jay Gutentag, who admits, like, a lot of people call her a dude or a guy. Heather did it down there, and I'm like, that's a woman. It is? I'm like, yeah. And no big deal. She's a woman. Doesn't look like one sometimes to some people. No big deal. But if you want to make a big thing out of it and go, hey, dude, and it makes Jay mad, you're going to get chin checked. And you should. So it's as simple as just having that one moment, flip it over, have the discussion on the fly. But sitting down and telling a white kid, you're inherently racist because studies show. I was like, no. Board of Education,
but
go
in my experience with Lisa and her friends and the teachers that I do know, there are almost none of them that would take that to heart.
No.
Not zero,
right.
But almost none.
But so if you don't think like if there's any teachers that you know, because I've heard about this a lot from parents, and I don't know because I don't have kids, but I've heard from parents like my kid had to do this assignment at school, my friend Thomas, where he yelled at a kid who may be gay. And in front of
overreaction,
they had like an assembly where they made his kid hug other boys.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's embarrassing.
And Thomas went down and flipped
out. And he should have.
And he used the homo F word and said, you know what, if I want to teach him terrible things, that's my job. If you see it as terrible, I see what you're doing is terrible. We're even. And he lost his mind. And they suspended the kid from school because
right.
his dad was mean. But they said, all right, Thomas's son has a little thing. He used the homo F word towards a kid who may be gay. So let's make him hug boys in front of everybody until he's used to it. And that was at a public school here, and I don't know which one, but I know it was over in the Central Phoenix.
Thomas
lost his mind. The teachers thought they were doing the right thing. Like, oh, good, we're gonna, you know.
And that's the problem: people that think they're doing the right thing for
for other people.
Yes,
but their clockwork orange, eyes open, trying to force it out of them is going to cause more trouble. So just stay out of it. Teachers, knock it off. You're not molding minds. You're teaching. You're a conduit of information. Here's but history. Here's the thing.
There's an overreach on the other side of that, too, because right now there's a lot of parents out there that are gathering together that are just against public school. And that's fine.
That's true.
And that's fine. That but they're taking it to the steps of where I want to know what you're teaching. You have to give me your lesson plan before it starts.
You know what,
pull your kid out then.
But
if you're so worried about that, then pull him out.
I agree with what you're saying in principle is the idea that they're coming in there with an agenda to say you're wrong.
Yes.
Before. There's nothing wrong with a parent saying, I want to know your criteria. I want to know your plan.
Right. On day one and meet the teacher, that's when that happens.
Right. Here's
there
everything
are mechanisms
I need to
in place that have that happen right now.
The parents
are taking
being involved
it too far.
Is the key.
Yeah.
But they can't be involved angry right off or find
There's a difference between being involved and being manipulative. And they're trying to be manipulative a little bit.
But don't you think that those are usually sparked by things like write the Indians
a
letter?
No, I think they're sparked by disinformation, to be honest with you.
Yeah?
I completely believe
that.
What
if, like, the kid comes home and has the assignment to say...
If you've got proof, then
a transgender assignment. And you're like, I want to be the one that teaches him about that. I don't want school to touch this.
Then my question to you is, like, that is part of society.
Yeah.
Sure.
So in the same way that school teaches culture, or I should say tries to teach culture or teach about culture.
Right.
Like Native American culture, they teach about all kinds of things. That,
sure.
That should be part of that discussion and
but do they teach culture or history?
No, they teach culture.
They teach you what those people are about.
A little bit, yeah.
And then tell everyone.
Now, it's tough on an elementary level because you can't get too deep into it, but – yeah.
See, I just have a problem. I actually don't like the idea of them teaching culture either. I think that, you know, it happens.
I agree there.
Like
you should have someone of that culture teaching that culture.
Right. If you're going to get into that, I think you can't have a white lady telling you what black, because you're going to get
because then you get into the textbook thing
and
no textbook is fully accurate.
I think culture things need to be those after school deals. Like, I remember that African American studies class, Native American culture class. I'm like, those are for people who want to know about it. And the bad part about it was the only people who took it were black kids or Indian kids.
Right.
Like, no white kid ever took African American. Well, one girl, the blonde girl with a fat ass, always went in there. She knew where her bread was buttered. But that was just the facts. But yeah, it's a strange mix of I got to mold their minds and feeling like this, they're overstepped their reach
and
of just what they are.
I don't know why teachers want to.
The percentage of teachers that are actually doing that, I believe, is really, really small. Again, it's not zero, but the ones that get the attention are the ones that take it too far like that.
But I fear, and you'd know better than me because your wife's one, that the people that achieve a lot in education, go beyond teaching, are the ones who believe they're that important. Like the ones that run for the Department of Education, the secretary of this, and they want those big state jobs was because they think it's their job. The children are our future, and I am the one that will. And I think it's almost like the radio people that get too into radio, you know, and you're like, that's all you talk about. Like, you're weird about this. Just come in, do the job. If you're good at it, you're good at it. You're not, you're not. And you get all weird about, like, people who like that job too much feel like they're too important. Their self-importance goes beyond just saying, hey, here's the news and here's the information. I'm doing the best I can with what I've been given as far as textbooks and whatever. I remember my sixth grade teacher, Ron Rogers, told us that the center of Arizona was where Baseline met Central. And he's like, and that's a fact. And that's how they work all city. He didn't know. He made something up. And so he got heat for it. This was a big deal. Like the whole class was like, no, Ron was wrong. He's teaching you something incorrect. And the whole Roosevelt Elementary was like apologizing because he overstepped and started to state what he thought. And nobody was complaining. Like, no parents were mad. It was just like somebody said, that's not true. Like, geographically, it's somewhere just north of Scottsdale or something. I don't know where it was, but they're like, that's not true. I don't know why he's saying that. And he had heard information that was wrong. And he got heat for it and had to tell us, I'm sorry, I was wrong.
Here's the other problem is you have a huge amount of parents that aren't necessarily really involved with their kids'
right.
school, what's
oh,
going
yeah.
on. Yeah. And once that they get news of something like that,
yeah.
they're the ones that react and like,
they
oh,
lose their mind.
All of a sudden they're involved.
Yeah, and they're not involved.
Japanese parents have it figured out. Go in there and do math for 7 hours. Teach me a little history.
It's education.
Teach me a little writing. Tell me what a predicate and a verb and a subject and all this stuff and get me in through that. And then all the other stuff comes, like history's done. You can't do that twice.
Well,
so that's an easy teach.
But now it seems like more and more history is being corrected.
Exactly,
yeah.
because that's what's
that,
corrected
yeah.
or changed.
The future is known. The history is
debatable.
Unknown. Right?
Yeah.
yeah.
Exactly.
No, it's changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But history goes to the victors. History's never been accurate.
Right.
No. Yeah.
History goes to whoever won. That's the story that gets told, and that's the way it always gets handed down. But this whole thing, talk to your 30-month-old about race. I mean, Brett would do it just for the jokes, but
oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, my kid's going to know some terribly fun because making a kid say stuff they're not supposed to. Everybody loves
yeah.
that. I mean, Meet the yep. Fockers was based on the idea that the yep. kid was going to cuss and say terrible things. That's always going to be funny.
Steve Harvey has a show. Kids say the darndest
kids, yeah,
thing.
Well, it wasn't even Steve Harvey. That's been around since the '50s when
that, well,
Art Linkletter
latest,
and
I'm
Cosby.
Sorry, the latest yeah. version was Steve Harvey.
But I mean, it's to your point. It's a 70-year-old concept, yeah. and it still flies. But your kid's saying that man's filthy. It's like, oh, my God.
Jesus, John, I remember the great old days when all he had to worry about was getting molested or picked up on the way home
right.
from school.
Yeah, dodge the vans, the creepy dude with half a beard, the guys who look like my mustache. Avoid them. They're rapey looking. And that was what you used to teach your kids at 30 months old. Stay away from guys that look like this. And now you're telling them, no, embrace anyone that walks by. Absolutely not. It's a natural feeling for a kid to be suspicious of all strangers. And we got to get back to that. And it shouldn't matter about the color of the skin at all. Be suspicious of, I'll teach you kids. Arizona Board of Education, you should put out a thing that says, start talking to your 30-month-old kid about not talking to anybody but the people he knows. If he's alone, especially. And what's your 30-month-old walking around alone for? Idiots. Stop molding kids' minds. The parents will do it, and they'll do a poor job of it, but that's how this place has ticked for years, so don't worry about it. Idiots. I think I'd be upset about that. Either direction. You start teaching my kid, you know, right-wing stuff or left-wing stuff. Like, no, your job is math, writing.
Reading arithmetic.
And, yeah, that's it. That's
they got
all
we're doing. They got time for that later.
Yeah. yeah. You read the words that are on the page, and, you know, be entertaining and be engaging about it, but your job isn't to teach kids about transgender culture. You don't know about it. Or bring a transgender in to tell your kids, you know, it's okay to be confused. It isn't. That's your parents. That's the parents.
They can mold all those opinions and values on YouTube.
It's covered. Exactly. The computer's doing a great yeah. job of that. By the way, sex education was like debated. What, and this isn't that long ago. When I was there, we had to watch some weird X-ray footage of a penis inside of a woman.
Yeah.
Did you get that video?
Yeah.
The X-ray one.
Yeah, we got that at Christmas. Yep. It was genetics or something.
It was weird.
Yep. Yeah.
Like this X-ray wiener, and then all of a sudden this mushroom cloud flies out. And you're like, what's going on in there? And it was all X-ray. And there were permission slips and police officers and a couple of parents that were there to object to what was being – and now it's like, well, we have a transgender guest speaker, and he's good. And if you guys object to this, you're all racist bigots.
This is the sleeve.
The wizard's sleeve. Yeah, Borat comes in. You put it in the wizard's sleeve and smack her in the face. They didn't teach us sex education. They taught me what it looks like through an X-ray. I didn't learn anything about sex at school at all. And it was a big hullabaloo about, like, we're having a day in P.E. And my P.E.
That wasn't a
Coach
school,
Clark
sure.
had to
friends.
Do it. We had Coach Flake and poor Coach Clark at Dobson had to teach. I'm going to see some X-ray vision of a man's PP doing stuff to a woman's TT for a little while. And I'll tell you right now that the X-ray dick is not Derek Zellner because it would have split that woman like a log. Let's take a look at the video. Video don't lie. It's what I tell the team all the time. Shut up, sucks. We're watching sex.
Or maybe he's telling Derek, turn your eyes. I don't want you seeing this.
Derek, I do not want you impregnating all the hot cheerleaders, so please turn away when the mushroom cloud shoots out of that.
You got a career ahead of you.
I cannot believe they're making me show Derek Zellner how to make babies, because all the women here are going to want one from him.
Ruin a scholarship.
You sucks. None of you guys are going to have sucking suck anyway. Ash faces. All right, what did we learn today? X-ray vision sex is gross and Derek Zellner's a god. All right, A+, get out of here.
Derek's got a huge crank. That's about Derek's, all we got out
Derek's
of this.
Dick is like a lumberjack's axe. Yeah, that's right. Put that on the paper. That's on the test.
We're knocking off 20 minutes early.
We're getting out of here 20 minutes because I'm incredibly uncomfortable and partially hard. I'm not going to lie. Everybody out. I got to jerk off to X-rays. It's not the job of the school. That was the biggest, the weirdest day ever in school. We all sat Indian style on the basketball court and watched a strange 27-inch Magnavox television show as X-ray sex. And none of us knew what sex was in the first place, and that's not the way you want to see it. Then the man does this. Oh, good Lord, that's a load. And it climbs up inside the woman's guts and makes children. Questions?
We have a fog machine?
How does that happen? Oh, you got to get all aroused, and usually it's $250 later. You're feeling pretty low. Questions? Why would we want to do this, Coach? Feels amazing, but don't do it.
You wait.
Now I'm going to show you guys how to put a rubber on a banana. This is weird for me because I've never used one of these in my life. I'm Catholic.
I'm not going to use a banana. Derek, come up
here. Derek, come up here. I'm not using a banana. I'm going to show you guys what a real hog looks like.
I need a hot air balloon stat.
Pull that sucker out of there, DZ. And now I'm going to call it the DMZ because this Derek Zellner demilitarized zone. Ladies, stay away from this giant love piece. Yeah, I don't want PE teachers doing it, so just eliminate it. Teachers, I love you. You know that. I think you should all quit your jobs. You're underpaid. You're a mess. Nobody's paying attention to you, and the parents treat you guys like absolute. But stay out of that kind of crap and don't fight for it. The second an agenda at your school says, let's teach them about transgenders, everybody step away. Not your job. You can, if a kid asks, it's you can say, you know what, let's call your parents and we'll talk to them about that. I'm not getting involved.
If parents haven't learned anything from this past year of having your little brat kids at home.
Exactly.
Get them back in school and just monitor from afar what they're doing there and just be okay.
I blame the parents. Like if you're relying on school to teach your kids about culture, you're going to run into problems because they're going to teach it a little different than you. Everybody's got a little bit of a different opinion. Teach them about Derek Zellner. God damn it. Life heroes. And then in February, teach him about Black Derek Zellner. And then we're good.
John, remember, you went to school in Mormon Mesa. Yeah. I was in school in Tempe. In junior high, a health class was taught that covered sex, STDs, a women's cycle, everything fully covered.
I'm pretty sure we covered it too, but we were like either busy puking or laughing the whole time.
We were laughing. Remember we were laughing the whole time.
We were in seventh grade or eighth grade, and we're like, what is that? This is a woman's ovaries. Look, I'm 48. I still don't know how that thing works. I don't want to know about shedding. That's a period. I still don't know what a period is, and I'm happier for it. I know it's the scourge in the Bible, and I think they got it right the first time. So when God said it's the Bible scourge, even as an atheist, I'm like, I'm going with that guy.
And mesh can help it.
Well, that's when it all falls out. Yeah. That's not your ovaries.
Yeah, that's an avalanche.
See? You don't know either. No, that's the vaginal walls from overuse.
Yeah.
It's true. Don't giggle, Jeremy. That's a fact. Not my fault she's a slut. Or she was with Derek Zellner.
Or one night with Derek Zellner.
You're going to need mesh. He gives you a coupon for it when he's done with you.
I always think about that commercial. When like you're driving to Sedona or up the Flag, and you see the mountain areas that for falling rocks. They put that mesh up there. To
block it. That's the same thing. That's right. That's a larger scale version of a vagina falling apart, Brady, is roadside construction. All right, all you sucks, there's a condolence card going around because Derek Zellner took out Amy Parsons this weekend and throated her. She's not going to be in school for a little while. Everybody put your condolences in there. She's probably never going to talk again. They had to give her a tracheotomy to get Derek's love juice out. Because he's a man. You're nothing but a bunch of sucks. Shoot. Coach Clark teaching me about sex ed today would be funny. All right, shut up, Holmberg. Listen up, suck. Here's how it's going to go. I'm going to show you some X-ray vision and some penises. You're going to see them shooting off some sort of fiery load. It's going to go inside a woman's honey hole. It's going to rip up into this cow-shaped face thing, and it's going to make a child. And only one will survive of the millions and millions of sperm that come out. And that one will be the Derek Zellner of that pile of sperm.
We call I've that named the it Highlander. Derek.
Yeah, it is the high, it's the high Zellner, we call it. And it fires in there, and it penetrates that weak-ass outside egg and starts making babies. And probably because it's Derek Zellner's, it'll make two or three. God damn it.
The high inside.
It's so stupid. Think of all your teachers, these $30,000 employees that are charged with teaching your kids about
thanks to you, it's higher.
Race. Yeah, that's right. Well, that's still in the courts. The race relations are not their job. It's the same as asking the dude at Jiffy Lube to start teaching 100%. Your kids about culture.
Yep.
Stop it. Arizona Department of Education. Go F yourselves, you self-righteous piles. You've got a 2.5-year-old. You know what he needs to know about?
John, I don't know.
Birmingham. No, he doesn't at all.
I don't know if this happened to you guys, but I remember having to watch a video, a live video of a woman give birth my freshman year of high school. All we could talk about was how hairy her V was. We were distracted, didn't even look at the kid.
They showed that?
I don't remember that when we did it.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's not a good sight, and I can't imagine. Like, Alex is a freshman. Can't imagine him watching that.
Here's a perfect example of how you teachers will never touch a mind. William Santaland just emailed me and said, shouldn't we have more uplifting show since you're having surgery tomorrow, rather than talk about all this homo F-word crap? But he wrote the real homo F-word. You're not teaching anybody culture. That comes from home.
Yep.
Hilarious email, though.
And it's reinforced to him.
Yeah. Don't talk to a 3-year-old. Knock it off. Although I did have that one conversation with that 3-year-old a few years ago. Houston. That kid was amazing.
Right.
He's got to be running something by now. I'll never forget the big – we're at the Diamondbacks game.
He's teaching health.
3-year-old's talking to me. And he's like, so, John, he pats me on the knee. He goes, what do you do? I'm like, well, I'm in radio. That's fascinating. I'm like, is it? How old are you? I just turned 3 a month ago. I'm like, how about that?
Jeez.
And I'm sitting there, and his dad goes, he teaches his own Sunday school. He gets up and starts teaching it. And I'm like, something's wrong with him. He ain't right. And so I get into a conversation with him that's better than any adult in the room. And I look up at the big board at the Diamondbacks, and Justin Upton's up, and it says birthplace, Houston, Texas. And I'm like, how about that, Houston? Your name's on the big board. And he touches my leg and goes, John, I got to let you know, I can't read. I'm 3 years old. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And so I would point that out, but I can't explain where birthplace right. is on the board because
Schwoz,
you can't read.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is fascinating right now. I'm going to go get you a beer, and we're going to finish this conversation with him. He was amazing. So maybe I could talk race with that kid, but he's already taken care of. He's the smartest child I've ever met.
Yeah,
and that made me feel bad.
He might be in junior high by now.
That made me feel bad for Brady and my friend Mark, who each had, at the time, a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Houston's 12 now, and he's probably working on SpaceX. But I saw your kid the next time. I'm like, dolt. And then I saw Mark's kid the next time. I'm like, dolt. I'm like, this is Houston's amazing. You throw these two away. There's nothing better than that 3-year-old. I think they lied to him about how old.
Make you feel better, Brady? I said dolt to my own son last night.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we're like, right there. And he's 15.
He's dumber than Houston.
He's
when
got
he was
2 days left in the friggin' quarter, and he still doesn't get it. So dolt. Dolt works.
What did he screw up?
He's been tasked with having B's and A's, otherwise he gets his phone taken away.
Nice.
He loses it.
Right.
And so here we are with 2 days left, and he's got 2 grades that are a C, and he's like, I got it. I'm going to turn in the assignment. And I'm like, dumbass, you've got missing stuff that gets counted as your grade. What are you missing? What are you not seeing? What are you talking about? I got an assignment this week. I'll get that, and if I get a good grade, It's not enough points, dude.
2 days.
You're failing math as well.
Dumbass. You start a sentence with dumbass.
I do.
And we went to teachers to mold minds.
Exactly.
Perfect. You're a perfect example, Richard. Thank you for your open and honest chat. You ever call Kirby a dumbass, Brady?
I have not.
Yep, you'll get
I'm
there.
I'm sure
get
there.
Yeah, I mean, you call her a Bigfoot on the air. I mean, it's different than dumbass. Each one will require therapy someday. Hilarious. Anyway.
It's like Chet in Weird Science. It's done out of love.
Yeah. Now, if that giant 7-foot transvestite black guy that stands on 18th Street and Camelback walked up to Kirby, would you teach him about transgenders or black culture or say, get the hell away from that person?
if she asked me.
Right. But if you're on the side of the road.
I look at it as I try to be as honest as I can about, right. You know, is that person a man or a woman?
And
I might not know the answer.
Right.
You know?
Well, I know the answer. Yeah. You don't get to be 7'2 and a woman.
Yeah. I'd say there's a good chance. Yeah,
there's a 100% chance she's got a dangler. And that's none of our business. That's what I teach kids. None of your business. Don't talk to her. That's creepy. She's homeless. She stands on the side of the road. And you don't have to be friends with everybody. There's a lot of people on this planet you need to hate, kid. And I'm here to help with that.
So glad I don't have to deal with that.
Same
crap.
I'm going to hug you right
yes,
now. Just for being
absolutely.
A non-breeder.
Yep. There we go. Where was he yesterday?
Oh, yeah. We needed that guy. And no meeting today. It's 8:57. We're treating today like a Friday in its own weird way. So we got an entertainment drill. And then an early Guadalupe Square since tomorrow I'm not going to be here. The boys will, however. And I don't know what you've got planned, but Tripp is eager
Nothing.
To find out. Nothing?
No.
We're going to meet after
We're
the show.
We're going to do travel bingo.
We haven't
bingo.
Talked about it. We haven't done anything.
Larry says, is there anything you're going to tell these guys? I'm like, no.
Hey, look, pal. You're the one that wanted us on.
Yeah, I'm busy that day. When are you sucks going to get Zellner on this show? Because I want it to get sucking better. The show's okay, but it's missing one factor, the DZ. Shoot. Coach Clark can get him in a heartbeat. All I have to do is go outside, step over my shrine, and summon DZ to the house. He will be there. Derek Zellner was his dream man. Now, we're going to do some sex education. Here's a blow-up doll and the great quarterback of the 1987 Dobson Mustangs state championship team, Derek Zellner. Derek, have sex with that doll and show kids what it's supposed to look like. Whatever he does is right. Oh, he's rolling her over. He's rubbing it in the butt cheeks. I ain't never tried that before. Nice move, DZ. Nice move. Improv.
I'd like to thank this texter as well, Toledo. Trust me, from your stories before on the show and what John's seen, Alex has seen far worse than whatever was in that sex class.
That is true. As BBC, that's why Brady said it. The computer's teaching him more than you could ever.
Oh, yeah.
Minds are being molded by Google. Don't worry about
it. But that's actually true. I mean, we say it jokingly, but it's true.
The Toledo's kid loves BBC.
Well,
I don't know,
but.
Oh, a website at least once.
Just added to the worry list of being a parent.
But all you have to do is tell him, look, John looks at it too. Yeah. He's fascinated by it.
Brady, get Kirby out of that Catholic school. She's not at Catholic school,
Christian.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. But he says Catholic school because at my Catholic junior high weekend camp, they showed us awful abortion movies.
Oh, man.
All the girls would run out crying.
Yeah, because they're Catholic. They knew that was their future. Almost every Catholic school girl's had one. They just didn't. They don't want to be reminded of their murderous ways. Those cute little dresses running out there going, I've done that. I know Catholic school.
They tremor at the sight of a shop vac.
Those Dyson commercials are like PTSD.
John, do you remember Mrs. Ambrose, the dolphin lady?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember her being the dolphin lady.
Just imagine if she taught sex ed. Because I saw that Harry Birth video at Dobson.
I don't remember that. I must have ditched that day.
She collected dolphins?
She had like a wall of... She was a dolphin fan.
The dolphin
lady? She had like that. She decorated her room.
Was she an art teacher?
No, I think she did social studies or English or something. Mrs. Ambrose. We had some goofs over there at that school. And then you look back and you're like, how did I ever let these people teach me? Like they were... These people who are molding the minds are comfortable making $27,000 a year. You hire goals. Mind molder. That's terrible. It's like Vesely teaching your kid stuff while he was an overnight guy. It's like, this guy can't make a decision in his own life.
All right, Johnny, wake up. We got to listen to the Brett Vesely show.
Right. He's going to teach you about transgenders.
Huh?
You imagine, like going back to that Dyson thing, if that poor girl is afraid of vacuums, married an Italian guy. His house is filthy. Why don't you grab that vacuum? What's with the tears? I just have you vacuum the house. Why do you cry every time I say
it? Five across the mouth.
You get your five across the face. You got these floors are filthy. Grab that vacuum and start to suck. Why do you cry every time? She's not awesome, that's why. Anyway.
Who bought you this vacuum?
I got the Dyson for you. I care. Now suck up all the juice off the floor. You're a pig. Let's do an entertainment drill coming up in moments. There it is, my soapbox for the day before I die tomorrow on the slab. Don't mold kids' lives anymore, teachers. It's not your job. It's not worth it.
Pathetic.
98.
That's it. That's bonkers!